probably most of the fans are aware that we first muted the idea of a temporary stand for the last few games of the season, but we left it far too late in terms of planning regulations. So I just met with Bob Price today just to sort of make sure that there were no impediments to from my perspective, to putting in an application for planning for a 600-seat stand.
And what does this mean for the coffer, for the budgets moving ahead? Does this mean less money in the manager's back pocket for players?
I mean, to be honest, it's probably neutral in terms of revenue, in terms of it will cost £50,000 or £60,000 to put the structure in place. And then it depends on gates next season. But, I mean, on my optimistic assessment, it might break even. But, I mean, importantly, it gives us a fourth stand and it gives us more flexibility with away fans.
Were you reassured by what the City Council had to say to you?
Absolutely. Bob was entirely supportive and said he could, from his perspective, and bear in mind we were talking at 20,000 feet, but from his perspective, he didn't anticipate any problem. At the moment, we don't have an alternative to putting up a permanent stand. I mean, bear in mind, the stadium's owned by Feroz Kassam. I've got a pretty good relationship with him. I'm awaiting confirmation from him, hopefully, that he's happy for us to put up the temporary stand. But as I say, I think we've got to play the hand we have. We don't have an option of building a permanent structure.
And what about the concerns that I've heard from a few people that this could trigger a rent rise? You said you've got a pretty good relationship with Feroz Kassam. Not great, but pretty good. Is that going to happen? Are you going to have to pay bigger rents?
No, I don't. I mean, on the basis that I'm paying for the stand, I don't think there's any question of a rent rise.